From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
As UN weapons inspectors present their findings on Iraq, Trinidad and Tobago investigates claims that biological and chemical weapons are being made in the country. The Guyana government promises a professional approach to the business of fighting crime.
The principle of minimum force must prevail at all times.
And Antigua and Barbuda tells the OECD to revisit its initiative to eliminate tax competition. I'm Ben Mead, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. United Nations inspectors searching for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq have presented a crucial report on what they've found. The inspectors told the UN Security Council that although Iraq had cooperated with them, it appeared not to have genuinely accepted that it must obey the UN and disarm. They said there were many outstanding questions concerning the variety of nerve agents and biological weaponry the UN knew Iraq was once working on. The United States says the inspectors' report gave it no hope that Iraq would disarm. The Americans, who are preparing for war against Iraq, say the UN Security Council must now face its responsibilities. Secretary of State Colin Powell.
Where is the missing anthrax? It is essential for us to know what happened. This deadly material. Where is the VX? Where are the chemical and biological munitions? Where are the mobile biological laboratories?